You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Corinne LaRue. We're in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I've got Ben Pratt here, VP of Public Affairs at the Mosaic Company. Ben, we've got a lot to talk about here. Let's start with fertilizer prices.
Yeah, sure, Corinne. I think the tariff situation in the U.S. and elsewhere has caused a lot of chaos in fertilizer markets, and some good news in the last week or so with phosphate being exempted from tariffs on imports into the United States. We think that could provide some nice relief for farmers on phosphate prices as we move into 2026, assuming that the tariffs sort of settle out where we think they might. Acknowledge that it's been a tough time. I mean, phosphate is a global market, and there's not really enough phosphate to go around in the world. So if there's a tariff in any place, what companies like mine will do is find new homes for the phosphate tons they make. There's plenty of demand around the world. And so that's come at the expense of United States farmers here in the recent past.
Yeah, and I mean, just in general, the markets have obviously been very complicated and volatile this year. Looking forward, you know, what are some hopes, and maybe we can find some solid ground?
Yeah, I think resolution of the tariff situation and sort of removing the uncertainties that come with that, I think that's one of the hardest things for farmers and retailers, is they kind of want to wait to commit to purchase, but not really knowing what to wait for. You know, the resolution and the lack of uncertainty should help if we get there. And, you know, Mosaic, we make potash and phosphate fertilizers. Potash has been exempt from the tariffs from the start, and you've seen a pretty stable, steady market in potash as a result.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. It was great to have you. Once again, folks, we've got Ben Pratt, VP of Public Affairs at the Mosaic Company, talking with us at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention here in Kansas City. I'm Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network.